Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduation. None of this is a peaceful protest. Threatening people, intimidating people, instilling fear in people is not peaceful protest. It's against the law.
Welcome to the party, Val.
That was Presidential Poopy Pants finally weighing in on the protests and occupations of buildings and campuses on colleges across the country. I'm just saying, like, you and I have been talking about this for 2 weeks now.
Right.
We finally officially hear from the president today.
He waited for Columbia and UCLA to be over before he walked up there like a tough guy. Hey, enough is enough. He waited for the NYPD to go on a trip in a ladder to go through windows of Hamilton Hall. He waited for the California Highway Patrolman to storm the campus of UCLA, take down those flags and do all that crap before he shuffled up there and said, it's not peaceful.
No kidding. Again, you could have heard this on this show 2 weeks ago when all this was going down.
And again, if you missed it last night, late last night, early this morning, UCLA, that's kind of the West Coast version of what's happening at Columbia, right? On the East Coast, Columbia was ground zero. On the West Coast, it was UCLA, just a encampment of these anti-Israel, pro-Hamas lunatics, many of them students, some of them not, a couple faculty members in the mix, just chanting horrific things to Jewish students. I mean, you can go on Twitter and see firsthand some of the hateful rhetoric that was coming out of some of these people on campus. The authorities went in there late last night, tore down the tents, made some arrests, took the Palestinian flag down, threw it across to the trash, and now it seems like UCLA's campus is okay again.
Oh, I don't know if it's okay. Have you seen the condition of the campus and the trash? It looks like a dumpster. You know, 1,000 dumpsters have been just sort of turned over.
It looks like the day after the 500. If you've ever seen pictures of what the infield is like the day after the race.
These people protesting are supposed to be, you know, they love the environment, climate change. Oh, we've got to take care of, you know, no plastic bottles, throw your trash. They trashed this place and then left it.
And they're posers, too. Like, they want to act like they're tough guys. But listen to this. Listen to this UCLA student that was arrested. He was filmed being arrested, and he almost cried yelling to his, you know, professors, don't fail us.
I'm a student here. I'm an English major. Please, don't fail us. Don't fail us.
Well, you should have thought of that before you started, you know, wishing the gas chamber upon your fellow classmates.
Don't protest. Don't trespass. Don't get arrested. How about that?
Don't fail us is the modern version of bro, don't tase me.
Don't fail us.
Don't tase me, bro.
It's the modern version.
Narrator, he got tased.
He sure as hell did. So Joe Biden today coughed his way through a speech about anti-Semitism on college campuses, really addressing this for the first time. Now, here's what we're going to do. Nigel, I want you to take a drink every time he coughs or clears his throat.
My Arnold Palmer Light, half and half iced tea lemonade is what the selection is today.
Okay, so get ready. Every time he coughs or clears his throat, take a drink.
Before I head to North Carolina, I wanted to speak for a few moments about what's going on our college campuses here. We've all seen the images, and they put to the test two fundamental American principles. Excuse me. The first is the right to free speech and for people to peacefully assemble and make their voices heard. The second is the rule of law. Both must be upheld. We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard, In fact, peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues. But neither are we a lawless country. We are a civil society, and order must prevail.
I'm done. He cleared me out.
Finished the whole can right there. That was Joe Biden addressing the anti-Semitism earlier today. Now, his opponent, what we believe will be his opponent this November, Donald Trump. He was doing a rally in Wisconsin when one of these anti-Israel protesters came on stage and started yelling things.
Where did he come from? All right. Thank you. Go home to mom, right? Go home to your mom. Thank you. Thank you, baby. Say hello to mother.
Mommy's not going to be happy.
So remember last week, and we played the audio of Joe Biden reading the teleprompter. And
yes.
He read the words that you're not supposed to read. And he does this all the time. He's like Ron Burgundy. He read the word pause. Remember this?
Yeah.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years.
So he says pause out loud because it was on the teleprompter. Again, in that Wisconsin rally, that had Donald Trump's attention.
But isn't it nice to have a president who doesn't need a teleprompter? Not that he can read it anyway. He can't read it. Now think if I read my teleprompter and I'm going, well, let's see, because of the weakness in the economy, I'd like to apologize. Pause. 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 What was that? That's unbelievable. Pause. You know, I was watching it. I said, that was weird. They actually don't have pause in my teleprompter, you know? They have a blank space. That's like you see. If there's a response. If there's no response, you just keep going. You don't have pause.
Incredible.
So what I've done, because I thought that sounds like something you would see Jerry Seinfeld do opening up an episode of Seinfeld. Let's see how that same speech would sound if you put the Seinfeld music behind it.
But isn't it nice to have a president who doesn't need a teleprompter? Not that he can read it anyway. He can't read it. Now think if I read my teleprompter and I'm going, well, let's see, because of the weakness in the economy, I'd like to apologize. Pause. Pause. What was that? That's unbelievable. Pause. You know, I was watching it. I said, that was weird. They actually don't have pause in my teleprompter. You know?
Uh-huh. Sure.
They have a blank space. That's like you see. If there's a response. If there's no response, you just keep going. You don't have pause.
Sounds like the opening of a Seinfeld.
Totally. Totally.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.